Coming up on CENTCOM Insider, Jordanian troops do their part in Operation Iraqi Freedom. An Air Force unit helps Iraqi police reach out to their community. And some Afghan National Army soldiers train to become the elite. This is the July 27th edition. I'm Army Sergeant Brooks Taylor. Every member of the coalition fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq play a key role in the mission, regardless of their size. Lance Corporal Alan Addison reports on the Jordanian troops and their contribution to the war on terror.
The Jordanian senior national representative at CENTCOM, Colonel Nart Alkas, says that Jordan has many people helping with humanitarian missions in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
Actually, Jordan working as a humanitarian side, and we have like two hospitals. One of the hospitals are stationed in Afghanistan, and the number of the person, they are more than 300. We have like other one in Iraq, and the personnel are there more than 250 person.
Alkas says Jordanians working in the hospitals are successful in carrying out their mission.
Hospitals are saving more than 700,000 persons come to Afghanistan, and they did operation more than 5,000 persons there. And also they are helping in Iraq more than 500,000 patients.
While humanitarian aid is Jordan's main focus, Alkas says they are currently adding to their mission.
We are expanding, and one of the things we are doing is we are doing KASOTIC, which is the King Abdullah Special Operation Training Center, which is the training center for the Middle East that they can train how to counter terrorism in that area.
For Central Command, I'm Lance Corporal Alan Addison.
Whether it's coalition or American troops, building positive relationships with the Iraqi people is important when it comes to gaining their trust. The members of the 732nd Expeditionary Security Forces Squadron work toward that goal every day. Recently, however, as Tech Sergeant Richard Blackstone says, they're also helping another group of people do the same thing in Al Alam.
We give the Iraqi police basically, you know, toys, candies, and soccer balls and stuff, so that they can give them out to the, you know, to the public, so that, you know, they can feel more comfortable with their own local police station.
Blackstone feels part of the reason Iraqis are responsive to the ideas the unit has is the unit's approach.
We don't go in there and tell them, you need to do this, you need to do this. You know, we throw it out there so that they can actually think about the process themselves, and you know, the next time we come back, you know, on a patrol, they've done it.
Soon, the 732nd will find out how effective the Al Alam police are at building those relationships, as they will go out on a joint foot patrol to increase awareness of their presence. Iraq isn't the only place that coalition forces are training troops to help fight terrorism. Army Sergeant John Mann reports on some Afghan National Army soldiers who are receiving training that will make them elite.
The sounds are American issue M249 gas-powered automatic rifle, but the soldiers behind them are not from America. These are soldiers of the Afghan National Army, training to become the new elite of their nation, the Afghan Commandos. The first sergeant of one of the trainee companies says the new units will bring new capabilities to the Afghan National Army.
We are conducting a special operation in a different area where the ANA units cannot operate. We can accomplish our operation successfully through special tactics, which we have learned from our coalition and ISAF colleagues.
The all-volunteer force spends several weeks with coalition instructors, learning advanced infantry skills and new weapon systems like the M249. Within a few years, this school will train nearly 4,000 commandos. Army Sergeant John Mann, 22nd MPAD, Morehead Fire Base, Afghanistan.
For more news from the Central Command Area of Responsibility, subscribe to the Central Command newsletter at www.centcom.mil. For Central Command, I'm Army Sergeant Brooks Taylor.